Well, this is, I think, a typically inventive way that London's chosen to show some of the Olympic rings on this amazing kind of floating platform, this barge. But the great thing is that in games time, will dock at various places and people will mount cycling machines, bicycles, and they will be able, by using their environmentally friendly way, they will be able to send up great jets of water from the pontoon, enthusiastic geysers of excitement. But I want to stress to everybody watching this, and you've mentioned our cultural events that are going to be happening in just 150 days' time. There's going to be all sorts of amazing entertainments, opera on the canals, sculpture, pop-up Shakespeare performances all over the place. The key thing I would stress is that those events will be free, but we're able to do it in an Olympic budget, which is very much grandfathered to me. The government confirmed today we're coming in on time and still £500 million under budget. Something for absolute. We want the world, we want the rest of Britain to come to London. We're expecting more than 1 million visitors. And when people come to the live sites, we're going to have a fantastic time. We're laying on these live sites in Hyde Park and Victoria Park and other venues across London, where people can bring their families and enjoy Olympic Games on huge screens, see what's happening in the party atmosphere. And with all sorts of entertainment, and I expect that the victorious athletes, the many, many gold-winning members of Team GB will be coming onto the stage to take a bow as well. So there will be something. Of course, there'll be opera, there'll be living sculptures, there'll be those chaps in painted silver, I've no doubt, doing funny robotic jerky movements, all that kind of thing. But there will also be attractions for every single possible attraction. They won't even know that the Olympic Route Network is in effect. And our job is to minimise that. Clearly, a huge amount of effort is now going into getting people as much as we can onto public transport, particularly people in the Olympic family. There's no reason at all why sporting bureaucrats should not take some of the amazing new infrastructure investments that we've made. The javelin from King's Cross, the upgraded Jubilee Line, the bicycles that they have available, the boats. There are all sorts of ways for them to get to the park rather than just going on the roads. Thank you so much.